Hey, it's time to talk a little racing, and with that, we bring in our NASCAR expert, Michigan Bob, and it looks like one driver found out that his chances for advancing in the playoffs were worse than he thought.
Well, Kyle Larson, number 42, already was facing a must-win this week at Kansas Speedway, but his playoff hopes took another hit after NASCAR penalized him 10 points for his team use of unapproved metal tabs while repairing his car during last Sunday's Talladega race. You know, the 10-point penalty dropped Larson to the 11th spot, 26 points to 36 points out of the spot heading into the race this week. Now, owner Chip Ganassi said they will appeal. That appeal will be heard later this morning. NASCAR advanced the normal proceedings because of the playoff situation. In all fairness, even without the penalty, Larson faces long odds of advancing without an outright victory. Larson is winless this season, but was able to secure a spot in the playoffs based on points.
Crew chief tells his driver he really needs to focus this week.
Well, Kansas is Clint Bowyer's home track, and he can't seem to catch a break here. He has just two top fives in 20 starts. His crew chief, Mike Magarowitz, said he wants his driver to focus. Now, there's a concept. He told Bowyer, I know when you go to Kansas, you have family and friends always pulling at you and your time, and it's just a distraction. Now, Mike said, I'm not going to ask Clint to change his schedule, but he's going to say to him later today, you're at the track, so let's focus on the team.
Mm-hmm. And it's another week in NASCAR, so there's another driver criticizing NASCAR after last week's race.
Well, Ryan Blaney has been a regular face in the top 10. Blaney returned to plate track with speed, spending much of the day tagged with Team Penske's teammates Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski last week. The final laps, however, proved treacherous for Blaney, who ran out of fuel as the field came to take the green with two laps to go. With the restart coming in overtime, Blaney's number 12, along with Keselowski's number 2, couldn't make the extra distance. Now, Blaney's initial frustration came from NASCAR after they extended the caution period following a crash in turn 4. Now, extra laps, that actually cost him the fuel to finish. Now, we're going to restart 5th, he said, be good, but NASCAR decided to run 3 extra laps under caution to run everybody out of gas. Blaney said, I don't know what they were doing. The extra stop placed Blaney in 29th at the checkered flag. Now, Blaney enters this elimination week at Kansas, now 22 points outside the cutoff zone, and so he's upset with NASCAR because of that.
Man. Well, what can we expect at Kansas Speedway?
Well, here at Kansas Speedway, it's a 1.5-mile tri-oval, 17 to 20-degree progressive banking in the corners, 9 to 11 degrees on the front stretch, 5 degrees on the back stretch. The surface is normal asphalt that could be affected by the sun. It's relatively smooth, the bread and butter of most drivers. If you are a gambler, you can watch your favorite driver go by if you're standing on the bridge of the casino. Or you can just watch your money go by as well. whatever you want to do. This is the third race of the round two, so playoff guys on the cut will be very aggressive. That may cause some havoc. Grand Marshal will be Penn Gaming's national 50 best players. Honorary pace car driver will be Kansas City Royals' Alex Gordon. Color Guard, Overland Park Police Honor Guard. National anthem performed by Kansas City, Kansas Police Department Master Detective Dannon Vaughn. And if you're looking for me, you just might find me at the Antler Room, where you can have an ultimate feast. Eat a 64-ounce steak of whatever it might be. It might be beef, it might be venison, it might be caribou, or whatever you want. and you get it for free. But you got to eat the whole thing.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. 64 ounces?
That's a lot of meat.
Yeah, it is.
And Martin Truex won this race last year. Kevin Harvick won this race in the spring, or won the race here in the spring. So they're both playoff contenders. We'll have to see how that goes. Your NASCAR report is brought to you by Johnson's Automotive off Northland Drive, just south of the Big Rapids Airport, your official NAPA service center.
Thank you, Michigan Bob.
Keep the rubber side down, guys.